It's time again for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's trusted stable of food and beverage authorities around town. This morning, James Norton is with us. He blogs for The Heavy Table, the Twin Cities-based dining blog, and he is also known as The Super Taster. His Super Taster podcast can be found at chow.com or simply by Googling Super Taster, where you will find James trying all manner of foods that typically don't find their way into the pages of food magazines and blogs, but about which he examines with just as much fairness and curiosity as ostensibly finer foods. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so now we're coming to the close of Girl Scout cookie season. I guess the final orders have been placed. If you're going to be buying some cookies, then that's already taken place, but a lot of folks will be receiving their Girl Scout cookies. And we thought that it wasn't too late, since you did a Super Taster podcast about Girl Scout cookies. We wanted to talk to you about the cookies because, once again, just like everything that you do on Super Taster, it's fun to get your take on things that, like I said, ostensibly aren't normally reviewed. So first of all, you know, the thing about Girl Scout cookie season that I always wonder is, why is it that it comes along right when you have given up on your New Year's resolutions to lose weight?
I think your question answered your question. I think there's also sort of a sad desperation that tends to set in at this time of year, because it seems as though winter will never end.
Uh-huh.
And that's when we're at our most vulnerable, I think, as a people. And that is exactly the right time to pounce.
Girl Scouts know our weaknesses.
They know our weaknesses.
Right. Well, it's all about learning the business tactics, I suppose.
And
it's exactly when to pounce.
I think they're instructive in that regard.
I suppose so.
Yeah, so what I tried to do is I took five different varieties of Girl Scout cookies, and I wanted to sort of approach them as somebody who had never tried them before, come with a sort of a fresh palate and really assess what's going on and give them a taste and just kind of get my head around, well, why are these so addictive? Why are they so popular? What's going on? And of course, the first one I tried was the classic Thin Mints, which I think is really the powerhouse of the Girl Scout canon.
I don't even eat Thin Mints. I inhale them.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and that's actually a really valid observation. I took one Thin Mint and I ate it slowly, and I thought, well, this is really not much of a cookie. I'm really not very interested in this. It's kind of bland. It doesn't have as much cocoa as I'd wanted or as much mint flavor as I wanted. And then, just like magic, the entire sleeve disappeared. And there was just an empty piece of plastic floating
right
across my desk. And I said, okay, something happened there. Something about these cookies really does work, and I have to give it to them. And I'm reading a book about addiction called The Fix, and there's a very good point in this book where the author is writing about rats and how cocaine and sugar elicit similar sensitivities in people and have similar relapses. And I'm thinking, okay, on some level, Thin Mints have been deviously engineered, because I did not plan to eat 19 of them at one sitting, and yet 19 have been eaten.
Oh, exactly. you eat a column. Eat a row.
Right. Did I eat one column today or two columns?
Yeah, it's true.
And two columns, you kind of failed, I think, as a person. But one column, very understandable.
And you find yourself in the shower with your knees up to your chest rocking before after
right
you've done this.
All right. So on to the next cookie. What was the next one?
Tagalongs, which I think are pretty popular. To me, they just tasted like peanut butter. They're sort of peanut butter vanilla cookie with a chocolate coating. But the peanut butter is so up in your face that was sort of the experience. And if you ever sat there with a jar of Jif and just taking a spoon and eating a spoonful of peanut butter right out of the jar, and that's the sort of thing you're into, I think these are the cookies for you. For me, it was a little too intense.
Okay.
It's funny that we've got two cookies in a row now, which encourage not necessarily healthy eating behavior.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. And the next one actually, I think, is very different. They're called the Savannah Smiles, and they're mm-hmm little lemon cookies. And I think they're really tasteful. They're like little tea cookies from Victorian England. They kind of take you right back. But I don't know about you guys. I feel like the name is kind of sinister. Like a Savannah Smile. Like, it doesn't sound like an underworld threat. I think there's something
like a Columbia
about
necktie
yeah
sort of thing.
Exactly right. Yeah. Like, he got up in our rackets. He got up in our face. So we gave him a Savannah Smile. You know, like that.
I don't
kind
think
of
I
thing
want one of those.
No, right. Uh-uh. It kind of put me off. But the cookies themselves are very tasteful and delicious.
Okay.
All right. Next up,
Samoas. If you like toasted coconut, you'll like Samoas. And I like it. So it's one of those things. I think they're polarizing, they're divisive, but I was really into them.
You know, what's interesting about Samoas is I don't like coconut, but I will devour Samoas.
Are you a caramel person?
Caramel.
Because I think you can fixate on the caramel if you want to let the coconut go by the wayside. I think both of those forces are really pulling in tandem.
Notice that the Girl Scouts seem to have discontinued the Aloha chips. Those were only a short run. I sort of missed those. Kind of a Hawaiian-themed thing. But the trefoils, is that how that's pronounced, by the way?
I wish I could say authoritatively, but I don't know. Trefoils? Trefoils?
I don't know. Yeah.
Right.
The sort of quintessential sort of butter cookie shortbready thing, I guess.
Yep. Those are very good. The last one that I tried, though, was the Thank You Berry Munch. And instead of spelling the word U, they just put the letter U. So you're teaching Girl Scouts, I think, bad spelling and terrible puns.
It's text speak.
I mean, I guess it's they're reaching the new young people with their text speak and their tweeting and their cell phones and all that business.
Right.
There's a reason, I think, that you don't see a lot of cookies that use white chocolate fudge and cranberries. And that reason, I think, is made plain by the Thank You Berry Munch, which are not my favorite cookie. It's just kind of an awkward collision of off-brand flavors. So not one that I would recommend super highly. Stick with the Thin Mints, or if you want to be kind with yourself, stick with something slightly less aggressive. But
they may go the way of the Aloha chips.
I hope so.
Sometime soon. Well, thank you, as always, James, for your erudite and illustrative reviewing of the Girl Scout cookies.
Really my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
James Norton is the Super Taster. You can catch his daily podcast at chow.com or at the Super Taster homepage. He writes for heavytable.com as well, a daily Twin Cities-based online magazine, passionately telling the stories of food and drink from roots to table in the Upper Midwest. It's 89.3 The Current.